Okay, so today is the Shine series. Last week we did Facing Our Fears. I hope, well, except for the new guys, I hope everyone else is there. It was pretty awesome. If you do have any testimonies, by the way, can you maybe share it in your groups? That'd be really awesome. And then today we're doing Finding Our Motivation. So, yeah, we're talking about finding our motivation for. So what keeps you moving forward? So that's the question we're asking today. So before I came here, I just looked up the definition of motivation. The reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. So what is your reason, you know, for what you're doing? Or getting up in the morning? Or eating breakfast even? Or brushing your teeth, you know? That's what your motivation is your reason behind your actions. So if you think about it, it's quite a deep thing, you know, quite an interesting thing. So I was just going through the Bible and I was trying to find things for how to explain this in a nice way. So one of my favorite characters in the Bible, his name is Paul. And this guy also, he had a motivation, you know, just for Jesus and stuff. But before that, did you know he actually didn't have a motivation at all for God? Or he believed his motivation was for God, but it was wrongly placed. So let me read that for you here. So he was before the King Agrippa, and they were just, you know, talking to Paul, and he was about to be tried and persecuted. But, you know, Paul's chilled. So he says, I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. So not only did he think he was doing it for God, he killed Christians as well, because he thought his motivation was right. So our motivation can be misplaced, and it's important to look what your motivation is. But listen to what happens to Paul when Jesus becomes his motivation. So it's Acts 26, verse 16. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you with this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn away from darkness to light and from power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sacrificed by faith in me. So not only does Jesus bring people back to him, he's using Paul's motivation for Jesus to reach more people and change his life. So Paul became changed as he made Jesus his motivation as well. So my encouragement today is just that you look for your motivation as well. Just one more story from the Israelites. Their motivation was to reach the land of milk and honey. It wasn't God himself, you know. Their motivation was, as soon as we get to the land of milk and honey, we'll be happy and free and stuff. And their focus wasn't on God. And they lost a whole generation because their motivation wasn't God. It was to reach the land of milk and honey. So, guys, look at your motivation. Enjoy the video and just talk to you, you know, ask those questions because this is what we need to do. Okay, thank you. And video. How awesome was that, eh, guys? I just love how he said that our motivation gives us purpose in life. So deep. So, okay, in small groups, guys, just answer these questions within your groups. So we'll give you how much time for that? Like five minutes? 5 minutes just to quickly go through that. Okay, awesome. So can someone from each group maybe just... especially for number two, which reason motivates you the most to share your faith? So, or if you learn something today about your motivation or your own reason for why you want to, what's motivating you to tell your friends, just one person from each group, or maybe just a generalized answer from the group. So, love, okay. Love in what way? Love for your friends or just because you love? Okay, love for friends, that's an awesome one. I like that. This one over here, obedience. Obedience to God, obedience to what he's saying. Awesome, awesome. And this one over here, this table over here. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So he's just saying that his motivation is that God has kept you alive and looked after you and just blessed you. Well, that's awesome, guys, awesome. So that's the question, so... I hope you learned something new about your motivation and to motivate, motivation to talk to your friends, and just to speak to your friends this week. And I just challenge you to share with your friends this week and use what you've learned today to motivate yourself to go talk to someone. And just because it's important, just as I said, love and it's obedience. And if God has been watching over us, and just to share that love with other people, that should be our motivation, because Jesus has came down for us and he was motivated for us. And so just as he was motivated for us, let's be motivated for others and preach the gospel. Amen. Okay, and let's pray. Okay. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day, Lord God, that we can just share with you, Lord God. And just pray, Lord God, that you give us strength, Lord God, to share with others, Lord God, and just motivate us, Lord God, that our motivation will be to speak to others about you, Lord Jesus, just as you came for us, Lord God, that we may just spread the your gospel, Lord God, just how you've come for us, Lord God, and just tell others about your good love and what you've done for us on the cross. In your holy name, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, next week we'll be mastering our message one. I think, Zach, I think you, Jen. Jen is doing it, so come prepared. Yeah, she's really awesome. It's going to be awesome. Lots of great power coming that week. It's going to be a revival. We're hoping for the best. Very excited. And yeah, so please come next week. Thank you, guys. Have an awesome Sunday.